Kendall Graveman is with us, and thanks so much for joining us, Kendall. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Mike and Kevin. Thanks for having me. It's good. Got in a little late last night, got up, got moving around, and thanks for you guys for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for waking up, to be honest with you. I know about those late nights. This is really something. I mean, I saw Josh Reddick tweeted yesterday after the game, taking a shot at the Yankees broadcast. I don't know who it was on the Yankees broadcast that called the A's a group of AAA players, but I'm sure that went around the clubhouse, and you guys, that sweep would have been especially sweet because of that.
Yeah, I mean, we date back to last year, and we don't want what happened to us last year to happen again. I think that we've got a good core group of guys here that have some time and experience, and Billy Bean and David Forrest did a great job putting together a bullpen for us this year, and we got some guys that can swing it, and, you know, it really does give some it's the start of a new year, so we can't really go off what happened in the past with the A's, and I think that it's going to be a much more positive year this year for us.
Kendall, you're on a staff with Sonny Gray. He's pitching tonight. How is it every 5 days to watch a guy like that throw? And the 4 days in between starts, just to be able, obviously when you're not starting, you get to hang out with a guy like that, pick his brain. It has to go a long way just to go out and be able to talk to a guy like that and sort of pick his brain.
Yeah, no doubt. Sonny grew up in Tennessee. I grew up in Alabama, so
nice. We're
in the same part of the country. And we've gotten along together as soon as we met each other. And just to see his mound presence and you guys, the Blue Jays, when I played there, had a couple guys on that team that had some good mound presence, but Sonny has one of the best in the league. He walks out there, and it's almost like, hey, I'm not very big, I'm not that tall, but I'm going to get after you, and I'm gonna shove it in the zone and make you hit it. And I think I learned a lot from that, just the way he carries himself day in and day out. Even when he's not pitching, I can learn a lot from him. Just talking pitching with him, he loves to break down how he pitches batters and the mechanics of it. So I think for me, it's been a huge learning experience. He's only a year older than me, but he's got several more years of experience in the league, and that's something you can always grow on and lean on someone that's like that.
September that you were here with the Blue Jays, you had Marcus Stroman doing those sorts of things on the mound in his rookie season. Do they remind you of each other?
They do. They remind me in the aspect of they're the best competitors in the league. They're guys that go out there and they want to get the job done. They want to compete. They want to win, and they hate losing. I don't think they enjoy winning as much as they just don't like to lose. So for me, yes, you can really make that. They're the elite guys in the league, the Kershaws, you know, the Stromans, the Sonny Grays. Those are the guys that you really try to look up to and try to emulate what they're doing.
Now, you look from afar, you look at your manager, Bob Melvin. You know, he's sort of hard to read because he always looks quiet. He looks very, very professional, sort of like a professor in college. Basically, you know, when he talks, everybody listens. Tell me a little bit about him and how fun it is to play for him.
Yeah. Bo Mel's a great guy. He's somebody that me coming up, you know, Gibby was a great manager. I got to spend a month with him and then going over to Bo Mel, and you really start to see, I started to see how hard Bo Mel works, not only studying the game, but the guy will be in the weight room for an hour and 15 minutes, and he's just dripping sweat, pouring sweat, and I really look up to that. That means something to me that we got a guy that gets in there and gets after it, and he'll put everything on the line for us, and like you said, he's not saying much during the dugout. You kind of get a read on him, but every now and then he'll throw his one-liner out with a joke during the game or, you know, just something to kind of lighten the mood. And he's definitely a guy that wants you to go out and he wants you to see you succeed. He's somebody that's rooting for you at all times. And he's even keel. He doesn't get up when things are going great, and he doesn't get down when things are going bad. And he says stuff when it needs to be said at the right times.
With Kendall Graveman, Oakland A's righty, former Blue Jay, and talking about his manager, Bo Mel. I love that, by the way, Bo Mel.
Awesome.
All right, I got to ask you, Kendall, take me a couple of days ago in New York, Yankee Stadium, Wednesday night. You guys are playing, you know, and you're pitching, and things are going well, and then Danny Valencia gets hurt early in the game. You look at the lineup card, Jed Lowry's a DH. You got to know what's happening. And what were you thinking knowing that you're going to wind up in the lineup having a hit?
Well, let me start by saying I didn't show up to the ball field thinking I was going to have a bat in my hand at any point that night. So, yeah, you see it kind of all unraveling. And then my main mindset is hey, I've got to get deep in this ball game, because I threw about 60 pitches through three innings, and I was like, how am I supposed to protect my bullpen one and also keep this game in reach? And we put up a couple runs there, and it was 3-1, and I think I was around 70 pitch mark or 80 pitch mark, and I had a quick inning, and then Reddick looks at me and says, hey, you know, we got a guy on second here, and we're about to see how much protection you offer with two outs. They walk Reddick, and of course I get a plate appearance and an at bat, and you know, it's something that, you know, it was pretty neat. I've been telling people, hey, I can't wait this year to get my first at bat, and then I face 97 with an 88 mile an hour slider. I'm like, all right, I'm done, I'm good to go now. So, but yeah, it was definitely a fun experience, and something that one reason I enjoyed the at bat is because I was still in the ball game. That means I was still pitching.
Yeah, and you took it into the seventh inning, threw 111 pitches on Wednesday night, and got your first win of the season. So congratulations to you. We're sorry, but not really, that we're not going to see you on the mound against the Blue Jays this weekend, because you're throwing well, but it'll be nice to catch up with you down at the ballpark. Thanks so much for this, Kendall, and best of luck the rest of the way with Oakland. It's always tough to lose a good ball player and a good guy, but the Blue Jays are very thankful that you were part of what brought Josh Donaldson to town.
Well, Mike and Kevin, thank you guys for having me.
Stay healthy.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.